Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back live from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We're here, my friends. We've got several great guests coming up. David Swanson, co-founder of the AfterDowningStreet.org and Bush's Real Approval Ratings. We'll be talking about that. And coming up in 30 minutes, Craig Minona, Organic Consumers Association, scientist on how Congress has rammed through a sneak attack on organic standards. Wait till you hear this. It's very important. And then Thomas H. Naylor, founder of the Second Vermont Republic Movement, which is pushing a resolution to have Vermont pull out of the Union. So we'll get into that coming up a little bit later. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Lee in Indiana. Lee, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm curious what effect you think resolutions against the Patriot Act and videos and things are going to have against tanks and foreign troops when they cut this bird flu and martial law against us.
Well, you know what they do? It means the police officers, and it means the military, and it means that members of Congress like Ron Paul and many others are speaking up, and the state rep out in Arizona who said if martial law is declared, they'll pull out of the Union, and they'll resist. It means that public opinion will be against it. It's like when the gun confiscation began in New Orleans. We screamed bloody murder for the first 2 days. People didn't believe us. Finally, people did find out it was true, and there was a giant backlash, and it stopped.
But they didn't get their guns back.
Yeah. Well, so I guess I shouldn't talk on the air. Why are you even calling into a show?
Well, I just noticed that it seems like the globalists go after those who are advocating physically fighting against them instead of these parliamentary maneuvers. And I remember what you did to Mark Kearnke's show in November 2003, liar. You're a liar, Alex.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, you helped get his show off the air, and people should research this. Don't
What's
take my
name?
Word for it.
Is this your name's Larry, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Alex, and
Thanks
you're a liar.
Call. Thanks for the call. I mean, this is the type of insanity I talk about right here. I mean, I got a plaque hanging on my wall from Mark Kearnke that he sent me from prison. And then you just sit there and make up stuff. I mean, it's incredible. I can never figure that out. There are like 100 postings on the Internet saying I run Genesis and I decide who's on the air. I have absolutely no programming decisions. I talk to Ted Anderson probably every 2 weeks. And the network was gracious enough to let you do a show when somebody was in prison and you savaged them for month after month, and they finally said, c'est la vie? I mean, people ought to be mad at you that you lost somebody's show for them, and then you've got the nerve to drag me into it and lie about me? I'm so tired of it. I mean, just the lies out there, you know, how I hurt Christian family and did this and that, made up, total theater. It's like saying, I'm the Loch Ness Monster. It has as much validity. And then you call in sneering, calling for violence. Hey, go post your name and tell everybody your real name. I'm sure that other name you use is fake, too, and call for violence and see what happens to you. You know, I mean, you people are incredible. I'm here trying to, you don't like it that we're not trying to radicalize people and get them in trouble and get them all to go out and do something violent. I guess it upsets you that we're effective and the poll numbers are going in our direction now and that we're actually starting to win. And that I'm on the air on AM and FM stations all over the country exposing martial law and fighting it so they may not be able to pull it off. You know, we effectively stopped the forced smallpox inoculation with talk radio. I mean, we effectively did that. We effectively are exposing this bird flu thing being a fraud. We are effectively doing this. And you just call it. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. The things you say about me, Larry, are lies. And you know that. I don't know why people like it. It's just at every level it's a lie. I have nothing to do with programming decisions, and I think the programming decision they made after I heard about it in the aftermath was an excellent one. It was excellent. If I did have that power, I would kick you off. You're a travesty.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement.
Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here live. 8 minutes, 38 seconds into this second hour, second segment of the second hour. Websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have President Bush, when he was governor in 99, telling his biographer, I want to be a wartime president. I'm going to start wars because no one can question me when I'm a wartime president. And then there's all the opium money, the weapon sales money, the trillions of dollars in oil they secure and then don't let flow and artificially jack up prices. We have the memos from the oil companies shutting down refineries on purpose to create an artificial bottleneck. All of this is documented. The Enron scamming, all of it. And Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, they're all involved. They're all for the war. They're all involved with the same scams. It's totally staged. I've told the left over and over again, if you love Bill Clinton, you should love George Bush. And they just don't want to hear it because they're into rhetoric. They're not into reality, what these politicians are doing. But more and more people from across the political spectrum, whether they call themselves right-wing or left-wing, just are seeing the out-of-control corporate cronyism, the fascism that is developing, and there is a huge awakening taking place. And we have not just the Treasury Secretary O'Neill going public or Richard Clark going public. We have the PNAC documents from September 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, written by Dick Cheney and Jeb Bush, where they say Saddam isn't a threat, but we'll use the threat of weapons of mass destruction as the pretext to secure the oil and use Iraq as a military launch base for Iran and Syria. I mean, that's not Clark saying it. That's not Alex Jones saying it. It's not anybody saying it. It's Dick Cheney. But that all gets ignored. Then the Downing Street memo comes out with where the top Blair people are in there going, yeah, they're going to go to war. We got to lie about it. We got to create some fake propaganda for them. This is smoking gun. This is like a serial killer videotaping, you know, when he disembowels people and the cops catch him and they got the video of it. It's called slam dunk. Oh, but they called it a slam dunk, pun intended. And we're supposed to forget about the Downing Street memo. Just one of a whole squadron, a whole galaxy of lies. And now the neocons are on the radio saying it was never about war. I mean, it was never about WMDs. It was about bringing democracy, bringing freedom. And you read the Constitution, it's like the UN Charter at the bottom of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. You know, the first 29 things are good, but 30 and 31 say you don't have any of these rights if we say. So it's a joke. It's like the Soviet Bill of Rights in Russia or China. And it's not freedom. They put the Baptists back into power. They created racial politics and tribal politics between those who consider themselves Persians and Arabs and Sunni and Shiite and Wahhabi and all this. And we got Pentagon memos saying they want civil war. They want it to fall apart so they can stay there for decades. Failure is the plan, because failure in bringing them peace and getting out of the country. Do the defense contractors want to be there 1 year and make a little bit of money, or be there 10 years and make trillions? They want to be there 10 years and make trillions. So joining us is David Swanson, co-founder of AfterDowningStreet.org, and Bush's real approval rating after the Downing Street memo. And we hear every week it's plunging, plunging, plunging. A lot of the real polls I trust have got him at 29 to 30%, like Zogby, but CBS News has him at 35, and only 34% approve of his work. And once you hit this level, you just free fall. Thank you so much for coming on with us for a few minutes, David Swanson. And thank you for trying to keep a focus on what's happening with the Downing Street memos.
Oh, thanks very much for having me.
You bet. Tell us about your organization and why you guys started it and what you focus on.
We are a coalition of over 100 organizations, a lot of peace groups, community groups, military families, veterans groups, all opposed to the war and all seeking to hold accountable those who sold us the war. And we put the organization together as a coalition back in the middle of May, when the Downing Street memo was huge news in Europe but was unheard of here, and we hammered away at Congress and at the media. And, you know, we made it a front-page story by the middle of June, then it was forgotten again by the end of June. The attention span didn't last, but we've since been pushing numerous measures in Congress with some encouraging results, including a resolution of inquiry that Congressman Kucinich has that's moving forward, and what we saw Harry Reid do 2 days ago and Nancy Pelosi do today is a result of public pressure.
Now, specifically, I want to, right out of the gates, because I don't want to be a hypocrite, let's talk about the Democrats. Chuckie Schumer's up there attacking Bush about this right now, but it was all over the news at the time that the intelligence was fake. Chuckie and Hillary and the rest of them now grandstanding, they went along with this war.
Well, in some cases, such as Hillary, they're still supporting it and actually want to escalate it. So there's a whole range of views here.
How do we deal with this when we've got both parties? And see, I know this is a key to stopping this war, saving our troops, saving the Iraqi people, and cutting off this $1 trillion-a-year cash flow going directly to Rumsfeld and Bush and Cheney, is neutralize that partisan debate and explain to conservatives that, wait, Hillary's for it too. Because the only reason conservatives are supporting this is because the neocons hold out this red cape, you know, kind of like we're a mindless bull, and go, liberals, liberals, liberals are against the war. When in reality, a lot of the so-called liberal icons are for it. So I say get past the whole partisan debate, and then that really knocks the steam out of the neocons.
Yeah, that would be terrific if you could go to Hillary and say, look, your support for the war is turning the right-wingers against it because they hate you so much. But you know, I think it's also important to keep pointing out to everyone that the vast majority of Americans oppose the war, and support for the war is a dwindling minority position. regardless of what impression you might get from the so-called mainstream media.
So how long can this go on? If in 6 months, if these numbers trend, we'll have 20% at current rates for the war. I guess we'll have 5% in 10 years for the war, because Cheney says we'll be there another decade at least. I mean, what are we going to do?
Right, and then the question is, once we've got to 99% opposition to the war, will Congress act? And there have been a few encouraging signs in that regard, and there is a growing movement putting increasing pressure on Congress. You know, there was a lot of discouragement when we had the biggest rallies ever on the planet and the war went right ahead, or when we put all our energy into an election that did us no good and the war went right ahead. But now there's a movement building again like it was before the war, and it's putting pressure on Congress. And we saw Harry Reid in the Senate 2 days ago more or less announce the existence of an opposition party in the Senate and demand that the Intelligence Committee do the investigation that it's been putting off for years. And today, Nancy Pelosi in the House, the Democratic leader, but for once actually leading, announced that she's going to be pushing in every committee for a serious investigation. And in the House, we have a resolution of inquiry that we're pushing hard for that will come to a vote in about 10 days.
But at a certain level, isn't this political grandstanding ahead of these elections that are coming up?
Well, there aren't elections coming up really, really soon in most of the country, but there always are elections.
No, I mean, they want to drag out some committee for the next 6-8 months into the midterm elections, and then I think basically just put the whole thing to sleep later. I mean, why do we even need an investigation? We have Dick Cheney's own admissions that Saddam wasn't a threat in the... I'm not saying forget the Downing Street memo, but that is a smoking gun. But it's as big a smoking gun as the PNAC documents.
Well, I agree with you that we have more smoking guns than we can count, that we have powerful evidence that they knowingly lied about the reasons for war. And the insulting claims that, oh, well, the war was really about this, and they throw out the latest idea, is just nonsense when the president made a formal statement in a letter to Congress, as required by law, for why the war was necessary, and there were two reasons and only two reasons in it. One was the immediate threat from Iraq's weapons, and one was the ties to 9/11. Both of those were known at the time by the president to be false, and this is well documented. But if we are going to impeach these guys, if we are going to get anything of what you and I are talking about into the mouths of the talking heads on the cable shows and then onto the pages of the New York Times, we are going to need Congress to act.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I think an investigation into it will certainly create more dislike and even lower approval ratings for the war, and then that'll be political capital to counter Bush's supposed political capital, another stolen election. But, again, it's more than that. Kerry took a fall. Kerry laid down when there was clear evidence of vote fraud in Ohio. Kerry said he wanted to go into Syria. The war wasn't big enough for him. So I just really don't see the Democrats being legitimate in their attacks on Bush, because it's like having another mafia don go after his neighboring don when the two were working together on the crime that the other mafia don's going after him for now.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want somebody to defend the Democratic Party, it's not me. You know, I'm with you. But again, they're starting to move a little bit in the direction of where people are, you know, but not nearly enough. 72% of Democrats want Bush impeached for lying about the war. And we have not a single Democratic candidate for Congress or incumbent in the House of Representatives or senator willing to push for impeachment. So
they've had national polls where 50% of the American people want an impeachment.
Right. That was a poll we commissioned, and 72% of Democrats in the same poll.
I'll tell you what, stay there. Stay there, sir. I really appreciate you joining us. We'll come right back. I just don't want people to think that we get rid of Bush, suddenly everything's happened. This is the big problem. They own both parties. Stay with us.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
We'll tell you about Congress ramming through the law that something can be 75% genetically engineered or have artificial ingredients in it. They'll call it organic. Just amazing. But right now, we're talking to David Swanson, co-founder of the AfterDowningStreet.org movement. And I guess to boil it all down and not put it in some lengthy diatribe into this, it needs to be nonpartisan. We need to go after Democrats that push for this war and knew about fake intelligence and went along with it. And we need to make this nonpartisan, and we need to hang out a few Democrats to dry as well and make examples of them. Because I guarantee you, folks, you know, Bill Clinton was for bombing Serbia based on total lies and total fraud. the neocons were advising him then. And that's who runs this country. The neocons are just front men for these big corporate interests. And I hear Democrats on TV, I hear them on the radio, I read them in the newspaper, oh, well, we need to keep our troops in Iraq. That's how we support them, by not letting them, the others die in vain, but we do need to punish Bush for lying. Now that we're there, we got to stay. No, no. What do you say to that, David?
Well, I think that we have to have Republicans on our side, and we have to take on Democrats when they don't stand up for what people want them to stand up for, which is most of the time. You know, there are a lot of Republicans in our coalition, and recovering Republicans, and former Republicans. But and when Barbara Lee's resolution of inquiry into the Downing Street memos failed by one vote in the International Relations Committee on September 14th, one Republican voted for it, one voted present, that is, I abstain, and a couple of them stayed out of the room to be nice and not vote against it. And still, we needed one more vote. So when Kucinich's resolution of inquiry into the White House Iraq group comes up for a vote in a week and a half or so, we're hoping to have four or five Republicans with us and pass it and scare the hell out of them.
But isn't it lying to Congress that Powell and Armitage and Rumsfeld went in there under oath and they lied over and over again about WMDs when they knew it was lies? Why don't we have U.S. attorneys, or why don't we have federal or state grand juries indicting them for that?
Because we don't control the Justice Department, because we have a Republican leadership in Congress controlling everything.
But I want to hear, you know what, I want to hear Democrats then call for indictments. And you're right, we got Gonzalez, the architect of the torture, saying Bush is literally a God creature above the law. His memos say, folks, that he is the law flows from him. That's called dictatorship. So I guess we're just in deep trouble. And I mean, now there's all this discussion of martial law. Bush wants to save us, and he's giving his cronies billions of dollars and Tamiflu, and a bunch of his administrations making money off of it. I mean, this has got to stop, David.
It's got to stop. There's been no more serious case for impeachment and removal from office than there is now.
Ever, and ever.
No, never. And there can be no more high crime than taking the nation to war on false pretenses. If you cannot impeach now, you never can, or impeachment can only be about sex.
Have you heard the neocons go to this new thing, David, where they say that, okay, it was a lie, so what, it's good, let's attack more people. That's one thing they say. Or they say, we never said it was about WMDs, that's an urban legend, he would say that on Meet the Press, Rumsfeld did, and it was about freedom, it's a conspiracy to say we ever said WMDs. I mean, it's just, it's incredible.
Yeah, that's bizarre because, of course, we have print and video and radio documentation of Rumsfeld and Bush and Powell and Rice and so on making these statements as fact over and over again on the national media, things that they had been told by the CIA were false, by the International Atomic Energy Agency, by the Energy Department, by the Czechs, by the Germans, by the Brits. They had been told that these claims were false. They knew they were lying. They went out and stated them as fact over and over again.
Well, yeah, they claim they were given bad intelligence, but it turns out they cooked that intelligence and then released it themselves out of the vice president's office.
That's right, and it's known that they did that, and it's known that they set up this group called the White House Iraq Group specifically to push phony propaganda.
Well, let me say this at the close of this interview, and I really appreciate what your organization is doing. I think it is justice, and I have seen you criticizing the Democrats, and we need to get past partisanship and stop these wars, because the neocons aren't going to stop here. They want the whole world. But Ron Paul even said Bush may declare martial law. He may start confiscating guns. We may actually end up with a dictatorship. I think that's why he's smirking. And I'm not kidding when I say this. Ray McGovern has said the same thing on my show, that the government may carry out terror attacks, David, and blame it on foreign enemies because they're that desperate. What do you say?
I would not put it past them. I have not seen credible evidence that they did that on 9/11. Clearly, they were grossly negligent and irresponsible. But I certainly would not put it past them. They will do anything they can for greater power.
Well, look at the Gulf of Tonkin info just came out.
Let's hope we get the truth out in public on this one faster than 30 years.
All right. Thanks for joining us, David. After DowningStreet.org, we got a link to it, InfoWars. Take care, my friend.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
I know we've got callers holding for the last hour, but I do have a guest with us right now and another guest coming up at the start of the next hour. I'll probably have time to make a few calls at the very end of this hour and then the last 30 minutes of the broadcast later. And I do want to get back into this new Supreme Court nominee, the latest fear-mongering with the bird flu. You know, our government says that we should accept martial law, and Bush wants $6 billion plus, almost $7 billion, to pay for the military to literally declare martial law and for forced quarantines, forced inoculations. They're telling us now they'll restrict travel, lock down the cities, everything we always knew. And I've said over and over again, you know, at that point, you have to defend yourself. You have to take care of your family. In the first hour, I wasn't knocking people who will physically defend themselves and who will defend this nation. What I was talking about was some of the Republican Texas types, and that means some of the different groups, you know, who just like to dress up in general outfits and run around playing secret agent and never getting anything done. And then I get criticized for saying we can get a lot done peaceably. And we have been getting a lot done peaceably. The globalists are moving forward, and they can't declare martial law. They can't run their takeover that Ron Paul has openly talked about on this show, unless we go along with it, unless the police and military are conned into going along with it. And most of them aren't conned. Most of them are waking up right now. So I can't believe the criticism I get. Much of it totally fabricated, but I guess, you know, one area that was contention that was based in some reality, was saying that I don't want to just, you know, run around and start a shooting war. And I always, because that's what the globalists want. They want to go ahead and get a physical fight going on. I never get how there's all these people on the air calling for violence, calling for physical war, and they never get in trouble because they're feds. And then other people hear that and they get mad at me because I won't call, you know, for going out and blasting judges. I mean, I've heard this routinely on the radio. And that's total federal garbage. They want to radicalize us. They want to push us into that area so that they can then engage us because we're too effective right now with what we're doing peaceably. All right, my guest is holding, and I appreciate him coming on with us. We've had the director of the organization on. Now we have, I'm honored to have, Craig Manoa, Organic Consumer Association staff scientist, on how Congress has rammed through a sneak attack on organic standards despite massive consumer opposition and how the organic food standard has been ruined. And we have an article that's right now up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by the Organic Consumers Association, Organic Food Standards Ruined by Congress, and it gets into what happened. Congress rams through OTA sneak attack on organic standards despite massive consumer opposition. And for those that haven't paid attention to this, and I'm going to go to our guest here in a moment, it isn't just that organic food tastes better. It isn't just that it has more nutrition in it. It isn't just that it doesn't have chemical pesticides that eat your liver. It isn't just that cancer is up over 500% from the vaccines and the genetic engineering and the toxins and the things we eat and do and all the additives. And it's that we've had top scientists, Nobel Prize winners on, scores of them over the years, people who work for big, you know, GM companies, genetically modified companies. When you change one gene, it always creates major problems, new enzymes, things you can't absorb. You know, all the baby rats die. All the rats on average live an average of a third as long. They get deformities in their intestine sizes, all sorts of health problems. Now we've done, there's been studies about all these new allergies in humans. But people never had corn allergies and wheat allergies. It was unheard of 50 years ago. Now it's massive in about, 10% of the population. I've got allergies. My grandmother is 80 years old. She's never had allergies in her life. She's got them now. Everybody I know's got them. And it's because of what's in the food. And then these are scientific, medical doctor, you know, double-blind studies. This isn't just some little organization, you know, claiming they did a study. We know that what this is doing. This is bad for our children, folks. This is poison. And so you got this little seal that says that, you know, from the FDA, USDA. And now it doesn't matter. Now they can have chemical ingredients that are poisonous. And now they can have GM in them. And there are these other seals by other groups that are private that go out and inspect on a voluntary basis. They just don't have the widespread funding and power of the FDA. But we're going to have to support those groups. We're going to have to demand those seals from the alternative groups. And it's going to be passed on in what we purchase price. But it doesn't matter. That FDA seal means nothing now. Okay, there's my little four-minute preface. And we are honored to be joined by Association Staff Scientist Craig Manoa. Craig, thank you for coming on with us. Is what I said accurate, sir?
That's pretty much hitting the nail on the head.
Well, I mean, you're a scientist, I'm not, but I'm just going off what all the other scientists have told me. I mean, this is a crisis.
Yeah, it's definitely a difficult situation. There's been a huge uproar within the organic industry and among organic consumers about this whole situation. When the initial rider was created and proposed to the Senate, within a matter of 3 days, there was 250,000 letters sent by consumers to their senators opposing this rider. And immediately after that, went straight into conference committee just because it was obviously such an issue of contention. Sat in that conference committee for about 3 weeks, and most of the organic community wasn't allowed to be a part of the process of discussing the text of that rider, whether it should be going, whether it shouldn't be going. And the conference committee was being heavily lobbied by the creators of the rider itself. And the creators of the rider were some of these big food companies like Kraft Foods, Dean Foods, which is the largest dairy distributor in the country,
These are the businesses that can really benefit by weakening the organic standards. Basically, the organic market is booming. There's a lot of money to be made there, and it's difficult. It's expensive to make a truly legitimate organic product, and that's why consumers paid more for it. And so these big food companies, by weakening the organic standards, they can create less expensive food products, sell it as organic, make a good profit off of it, and in the meantime, the consumer assumes that they're really getting a legitimate organic product.
Specifically, sir, tell us about your particular scientific discipline, and then give us an overview for those that don't know why the organics are important and what really truly sets the parameters for a true organic food or food product, and then try to put that in context for the layman like myself out there, what this new law means.
Okay. Well, my background is in chemistry, biology, and ecology. Been working mostly with the nonprofit community for a better part of a decade. Also serve as an official sponsor, official advisor to the United Nations Environmental Program. As far as the benefit of organics, it's you're looking at an environmental positive impacts. You're looking at positive health impacts, and you're looking at positive social economic impacts. The environmental aspect, you're not using synthetic fertilizers, you're not using synthetic pesticides, all of which are leaching into the soil and running off into the surface water. And the health impacts, the pesticides that you're using on these crops are literally biocides. They're created to kill life, and you want it to kill the weeds or kill the insects, but it ends up obviously going on the food, and then those residues can be traced into the food itself. So, for example, your average box of Cheerios, if you test it, there are 18 different residues of different types of pesticides within those Cheerios.
And that's all allowable. Imagine, folks, you're feeding your children pesticides.
Mm-hmm. And basically, it's allowable because it's considered, well, it's at a small degree within those Cheerios.
Well, it's because the government is lobbied by the very people making the Cheerios.
Exactly, exactly. And when you think about how eating those types of foods all day, every day, and the different types of chemicals, how those different types of chemicals are mixing within the different food products.
50 years ago, it was rare that people had zits all over their face. Now, our kids all have zits all over the place. They got human growth hormone in the milk, which is tied to early development in sexual organs in males and females, the feminization of the male population, the females developing early, all sorts of studies increases in cancers. I mean, it's insane. Just all of this is insane, and they don't even want us now to have the choice to be able to go in and see that it's certified organic.
Yeah, exactly. The process of creating the USDA organic standards has really been an uphill battle the whole way, just because we're constantly dealing with the heavy lobbying influences of big agribusiness.
So industry is panicking, though, the big establishment industries with their big centralized mega agribusiness, because 5 years ago I couldn't find organic food. Now half the food at most of the stores at least claims it's organic, because this is something that has really hit the mainstream. And obviously, I'm in Austin, so it more people are into organic food, but I've been all over the country. It is exploding. They're panicking, and I've seen the lawsuits where they go after dairies that do say they don't have any hormones, artificial hormones, and, oh, you can't put that on your milk jug. I mean, again, I thought this was a free country.
Mm-hmm. And a big part of the process of that's currently taking place is these big companies that were initially opposing the organics or arguing against the side that supported organics are just simply stepping in and buying up these organic companies.
Okay, so there's a consolidation. So we have this change now. Specifically, what is the change with this new law?
Well, the new law, basically, well, there's three different tiers to it, but one of them is a commercial availability clause. Right now, within the organic standards, there is a clause that says that if there's a certain type of ingredient that's agriculturally derived that you can't find on the market on an organic level or at a level that's actually affordable, then a company can use just a conventional the conventional form of that ingredient, and instead of using the organic ingredient. So
it's insane. It's insane. And of course, then this will try to freeze out the growing organic market by people demanding it. It actually makes the market bigger and creates a lowering in prices and more availability.
Right. Yeah. This will expand the list of ingredients that you can use in a multiple ingredient product that aren't organic.
And also, read it here exactly. Artificial things now can be put in.
Yeah, well, they already have been able to be in there. There's a specific list in the organic standards of synthetic ingredients that are allowed in organic products, and that list is very carefully.
There's that key word, folks. You know, I've been sent emails, and I'm a radical hippie because I believe cows should only eat grass, should only eat plants. It's not radical to say a cow shouldn't eat meat. They don't eat meat. They're not designed. They're herbivores. And then on top of it, they shouldn't eat their own species, which also happens to be rotten bovine product they're feeding them. And then we're the weirdos. Imagine this. Oh, we don't want it where there's synthetic stuff in the food. Folks, they take oil and they make ingredients out of oil and all this other stuff. I'm sick of it. I just want good food.
That's interesting. We oftentimes get people equating us with just being dirty hippies and not understanding what the whole organic market is about, what organic foods are. And really, quite simply, it's the way that our grandparents farmed.
It's food. We want food. I don't want something with 500 ingredients that tastes like trash. And folks, you get used to this. Once you've been eating garbage, you know, the weird taste, the chemically taste, the weird salty taste, you get used to that. When you start eating real food, folks, you go try to eat the heavily processed stuff, it tastes like chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
It stinks. And listen, I'm somebody who's got 50 guns, folks. I'm somebody who goes hunting. I'm somebody who's, you know, pro-Second Amendment, you know, get rid of the Federal Reserve. I'm not some hippie, and I don't want my kids eating deadly poison. I'm sorry to be ranting, sir. It just makes me so mad.
Yeah, it is quite frustrating. One of the, the silver lining of this is that it really did bring the organic community together, and the organic community has grown so much. It's growing at 20% per year right now, just the market itself.
That's exponential.
Exactly. And as soon as this rider came out, most of the organic industry was opposed to it because most of the organic industry is made up of small family farmers and the like.
But they had polls. They had polls. So were the American people. Congress is doing nothing now that is popular.
Yeah, it was quite interesting because with 300,000, ultimately over 300,000 letters came into this conference committee that was meeting on it, and they were opposed to this rider. But this conference committee, which was made up predominantly of Republicans, was meeting behind closed doors and being, again, lobbied by the creators of this rider, and they ultimately met without the Democratic members there. The Democrats that were part of the conference committee actually had some compromised text for a rider that wouldn't do this. But they met, and the conference committee endorsed the rider ultimately without any of the Democrats there. So it's completely a GOP-supported process.
Well, for those that don't know, I hear Limbaugh get on the air routinely, and I don't even listen very much, and say that it's all lies, George Washington Carver, genetically engineered crops, that a dog is genetically engineered. Yes, but that's, and you're a scientist, so I want you to comment on this. We've had geneticists on, folks, genetic engineers. That's, you're taking the genetics the dog already had and manipulating those genetics, and that can still cause a lot of problems, and all sorts of weird traits and illnesses the dog wouldn't have, genetic illnesses, genetic traits there. George Washington Carver spliced subspecies and varieties of the same thing together. That naturally happens in the wild. No, we're talking about putting cockroach genes in tomatoes, salmon genes in corn. We're talking about stuff that creates toxins that our body cannot absorb. Is that accurate?
Yeah, and we also don't know how these plants will mix with the natural environment. So, for example, there's a terminator gene, as they call it, which basically makes the plant not produce seed. This is beneficial for the companies that are selling the
seed. And that could spread into species across the board and kill the life cycle.
Exactly. If that pollen spread, we don't know how the spread of that pollen would affect the wildlife around it.
But as you know, actually terminator technology has jumped into other species.
Yep, there's been a lot of studies that have shown that, but the terminator gene has been a huge issue of contention and just passed a major hurdle, actually, internationally in the last couple of weeks here. That looks like it is going to be approved here.
See, there you go. Our precious UN's not saving us. See, going along with it. Sir, stay there. I know I've been running on here. One more segment. Any key points you want to make, how we can stop this, how we can fight this. On the other side with our guest, we'll give you the website for this National Organic Association. It's so important, folks. This stuff is poison. It's not just not nutritious.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down,
folks,
and the flames went higher, and it burned.
I think what our friend who's online with us said really boils it down. You know, I babbled about it for a couple minutes, and he just condensed it down to its basic element. And we appreciate Craig Manoa coming on, Organic Consumer Association staff scientist, on how Congress has rammed through a sneak attack where you won't even be able to really, in many areas, get organic food now if they have their way. And we'll tell you about their website before he leaves us here in just a few minutes. But all we want is food. Listen, I don't want chemicals. I don't want stuff, you know, produced in a laboratory. I don't want to eat crude oil that's had its molecules changed around. It's the same thing with all these synthetic drugs the drug market pushes on us. It's toxic. And really, you know, I don't even particularly care about myself too much. It's my children. And it's screwing us up. So many new health problems, so many new cancers. And it links back to this. Craig, how do we beat this? How do we stop this? I mean, I know the UN's about to let in the GM foods into Europe. I guess the only thing holding it back is the farmers threatening to riot. I mean, what do we do?
Well, one of the positive things that's been happening is that there's a lot of good, solid science coming out right now that's proving over and over and over again that there is a serious situation going on with this overuse of synthetic fertilizers and synthetic pesticides. And it's taken a long time to grind that into the skulls of our policymakers, but the evidence is there, and the consumers know it. And because of that, you're seeing the organic market just explode. Given the fact that the organic market is exploding, that's having an influence on what's happening on an agricultural level internationally, where we're seeing sustainable agriculture is growing quicker than it ever has. Of course, it's got to compete at the same time with the growth of the genetically modified organism market and the spread, the contamination of spreading pollen from genetically engineered fields into organic fields.
Well, the studies I've looked at, and I'm not poo-pooing that some of these fertilizers and pesticides are really bad, but at the same time, the evidence I've seen is I'm much more worried about these chimera cross-species creations.
Yeah, there's been some interesting new species developed. One was a cross between a jellyfish and a potato, where they took the gene out of the jellyfish for the potato. The goal was to create a potato that would start to glow if it started to get too dry, so the farmer would know when it was time to water.
Oh, sounds wonderful! Yeah,
and these are the kind of developments that the genetic engineers are coming up with. Now, the science itself. You know, maybe in another decade or so, we would have a handle on it enough to start thinking about creating food from it. But it's a young enough science that we're just not in a spot to have our food production taken over so predominantly as it has.
Well, where is this going from this point? I mean, how do we try to reverse this? Or what are some of the seals that we can trust now that we can't trust the federal seal?
Well, the USDA organic seal you can still trust, and this rider is going through, but the whole bureaucratic process of creating a product line, getting it certified, and creating your packaging and your labeling and everything like that, you're not going to see foods come onto the market with that.
Yeah, that'll be a year or two, but I mean,
yeah, exactly.
What are these private seals I see? I see a lot of different seals.
Yeah, the private seals, they're pretty difficult, I mean, because the standards behind them are, there's so many details in any organic standard, it's so difficult to actually understand, you know, all the different levels of it.
Okay, sir, please give us the website for the organization.
It's www.organicconsumers.org.
Thank you for coming on with us. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.